Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome to our series. And in today's discourse, inshallah, we'll be focusing on halal earnings. So before we proceed, let us, inshallah, hear about the excellence of sending Durood Sharif upon our beloved master, Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have stated that whoever recited the Holy Quran, glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, then recited Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then asked forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed he has sought goodness from his source. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, before listening and as we are watching this program, it is of vital importance that we ourselves we have good intention, and let us make good intentions for attaining rewards. For the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he stated, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Now, from this noble hadith, there are two madani pearls that we derive from this hadith. Number one, that without good intention, no reward is granted for any good deed whatsoever. And number two, that the more righteous the intention is, the greater the reward one will attain, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us try to make good intentions, that our intention is that insha'Allah we'll listen attentively, we'll focus and try our level best to pick up important points so that we can derive maximum benefit, to try and practice upon it and share it with others, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we have stated, that the topic of our discussion today is about halal earnings. Now, if we look at our deen, we look at this very beautiful deen of ours, this beautiful deen of Islam. Allah has chosen this beautiful deen for us, subhanallah. So, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Allah has given us such a beautiful deen. And this deen is not only just a beautiful deen, but it is a complete way of life. And our deen, our religion of Islam, it has to be followed in every field, that a person has to follow our deen in every field of human life. Because our deen does not only show us the methods of ibadah, method of worship, it also guides us fully about the matters of life, so that no field of life can be incomplete, and Muslims may not be in need of any others except only in deen and in every single act of our life. So some forms of following our ibadat, we'll find that they're extremely important, in that we ensure that ourselves, we do strive very hard to find, you know, everything that we do in life, that it must be according to the deen of Islam. Now, this is very important and of paramount importance in our life. Now, when we look at this life, and you look at an insan, human being, you find that what he hears, what he sees, and what he speaks about, what he comprehends, you know, the channels of life, the avenues of life, all the different fields of life that one has to go through, they require a very important aspect of our life. Now, the question is now, since my deen is a comprehensive deen, it is a deen that I'm required to follow in every field and every aspect of my life. Now, what do you need in order to remain steadfast and in order for you to be firm on establishing that whatever you do in your life, it is according to what Islam orders you to do? So, when we look at us, it means that whatever we see, whatever we comprehend, it has some inner conviction that you have. You know, whatever you have, say if a person is a businessman and he's trading in a particular business. Now, this business, why a person ventured into that particular business, why a person chose that particular type of business or that area of business, is because one has some conviction within oneself. And it is through this conviction that a person developed some sense of confidence that if I happen to venture into this particular business, I will be successful. So, when you look at a car, it uses fuel. And with the fuel, the car is driven. It is driven to certain directions. Likewise, this yaqeen that we have, this conviction that is developed within insan and human beings, it drives us to a certain direction. So, if what we see, what we hear, what we comprehend in life is incorrect, then also the conviction that we have in as far as aspiration in following those particular fields of life, particular career that we take, they also will be incorrect. So, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that gives us all the risk that we need in life. If you want health, if you want wealth, it is only from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if it is a career that you find, that is a career that you aspire to have, it is also through the control and only the will and desire of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal that whatever problems that we find, everything happens by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, when it comes to our deen has set guidelines for everything that we aspire to have in life. So, we find that it is very important that we ourselves try to equip ourselves with the correct Islamic knowledge that enable us to understand what is, in terms of my career, is it a career that if I pursue this career, is it halal? Will it bring halal earnings in my life? Will it bring success that is according to the orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? That is according to the beautiful teachings of my beloved Aqa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which in return, it will change my character. So, it is mentioned that Sayyiduna Zubair bin Awam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the son of Sayyidatuna Safiya radiyallahu anha, who is also the paternal aunt of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, therefore a relative, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is one of those fortunate, blessed companions of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he gave the good news of Jannat. Once Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam was asked about the secret of how do you become a successful businessman. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied. What was his reply? I have never bought anything without seeing, and I've never rejected little profit, and whoever Allah Azza wa Jalla wants, Allah Azza wa Jalla grants him blessings. So, the secret of success, it is that whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla wishes for me, it should be from the very beginning that we need to teach our children, especially in modern times where our children are being asked at a high school level to begin to choose their career. Now when we ourselves as parents come in and give advice and in terms of guiding our children, this is the particular time that we need to look at what careers our children aspire to have. Is it correct in according to the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is it right according to the Sharia? If it is an employment, in that employment, will that person in terms of the career, despite what are the earnings, despite the salary packages, despite, you know, whatever value of that particular career is, will my son, will my daughter, will they be able to still follow their deen? Will they be able to fulfill the rights of Allah? Will they be able to fulfill the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will they be able to fulfill the rights of others as the Sharia asks us? Will they be honest in this particular career? Will this career enable them to live and uphold the standards of Islam? So Sayyidina bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great example of piety, yet he was a very successful businessman in terms of those who aspire to become true business people and those who truly in that particular trade or particular venture of business, in order for them to become successful in their business as well as successful in following Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, dearest Madani channel viewers, we find that, subhanallah, our pious predecessors, our pious elders of this deen, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, were righteous people indeed. And it is the passion of being truthful, of being honest, of being just and pious, selfless, and having passion as well for goodness and helping others. And with all these attributes, these were the main driving force behind them, ensuring that whatever particular field they took in life, whatever particular career they took in life, the goal was only first and foremost to please Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you find our ulama also teach us in Bahari Shariat, Saduru Sharia, Baduru Tariqa, Allama Mulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned that the purpose of commerce, let's try to understand this. He says the purpose of commerce is that the more the needs of people are, the more difficult it is to satisfy them. If a person starts doing all work alone to fulfill his needs, for example, he cultivates land by himself, then grinds the grains by himself, then he sews the clothing by himself after weaving it, then he's most likely to fail and not spend the days of his life easily. So, you find it is the perfect system of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal has divided all human beings in different fields and different types, so that every group may do their own work and collaborate their efforts all as groups, so that they may fulfill the needs of all people. For example, some people cultivate, whilst others weave the cloth. Some do other types of work with their own hands. Those who cultivate also need clothes. Similarly, those who weave the cloth are dependent on those who cultivate for getting grain, etc. So everyone depends on each other. That's why the need was felt that whatever was produced should be sent to each other so that you could fulfill the needs of each and every one of everybody in the society. Like this, then there is a sharing of all the different fields that brings everything together as a society. So in this, the example is that commerce is a trade that is a good and permissible act. And that's why the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in would trade with each other. They also used to trade in clothes with each other. Similarly, our pious elders and our ulama after them did the same thing. You find that they never disregarded business principles, because Islam encourages us to be in different fields, in different spheres of life. So Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Holy Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 29, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم. That all believers consume not unjustly the property of one another among yourselves, except it be a trade by your mutual consent. So Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, with regard to this, he stated, in this blessed ayat karima of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal has clearly stated that trade is permissible, but on condition that it should be done with the both parties' consent. And consent can only be obtained provided that there is no cheating and corruption. Therefore, the one who wants to seek the pleasure of Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who wants safety of his deen and the world and the hereafter, and should respect and make efforts for his deen, and should never follow anything related to cheating or corruption in business. So, dearest Madani Channel viewers, it is a human need to desire and earn halal sustenance for one's parents, one's children, one's siblings, by means of business or in any other permissible way, either through a career, etc. The attention to earn halal sustenance has been focused many a times in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal has even persuaded and commanded us to continue with this search. It is stated in the verse 11 of Surah An-Naba, which is in Juz 30. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا, and we have made the day for seeking livelihood. And in another place, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, then disperse in the land and seek the grace. So Sayyiduna Ka'ab bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that once the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. In the meantime, a young man happened to pass by. Having seen a powerful and strong man, the blessed Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in remarked and said, would that he could spend his youthfulness and strength in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. Upon this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retorted and said, number one, if this person has come to look for sustenance for his small children, so he is in the way of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And number two, if this person has come out to look for sustenance for his old parents, so even then, he is in the way of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he has come to protect himself so that he prevents himself from begging people or from eating haram, consuming haram, etc., so he is in the way of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But, however, if he has come out of pride, out of show off, so he is in the way of shaitan. So, dearest Madani channel viewers, have you noticed the importance of the great effort to save parents and bear the expenses of the children that the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarded that person as that he is in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember, those who keep halal and haram in view, besides the truth, justice and honest do trade, or it's a job or work as laborers, are not only the beloved ones of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they also, subhanallah, they also will be resurrected with the good people on the day of Qiyamah. So furthermore, on the day of Qiyamah, what would be another accolade that they will receive? That on the day of judgment, the brightness of their faces, subhanallah, will be like the full moon, subhanallah. Now, let us hear also some of the sayings of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the excellence of ensuring that our career, be it business, be it trade, and any work that we ourselves involve ourselves in, and it is a means to acquire our livelihood and keep ourselves in order to look and take care of ourselves, our families, etc., then the importance becomes more evident and more important. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to an honest trader, is reported to have stated that a true and honest businessman will be with the Anbiya, the Prophets, the Siddiqeen, and the martyrs, the Shuhada. In another narration, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُؤْمِنَ الْمُحْتَرِفَ, that Allah Azza wa Jal loves the professionals who works for their livelihood as a true believer. How many of us in our career, be it in whatever field or career that you are yourself employed in, be it in whatever means of livelihood that you have find yourself in to gain that livelihood, do so with that passion and conviction that first and foremost, I am a believer. I believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. I am a firm believer and I follow my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, dearest Madani channel viewers, listening to the attributes of a successful businessman, successful person in career, successful person in whatever field of life that one is aspiring to gain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to follow the true teachings of deen, alhamdulillah, we find that this is what completes us as a good believer. And it also not only makes us perfect believer, but in itself, it is self-fulfilling, because the conviction and the passion behind it is first and foremost to please Allah and to follow the Sharia. And not only that, we are also assured that whatever earnings that we derive from this particular career or business, it is also we fulfilling the rights of Allah, the rights of children, the rights of spouses, the rights of family members and everybody, because we are giving them halal earnings, and whatever food and risk that comes after it, it is all halal. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is the beauty of modern environment of Dawat Islami, that it is bringing us to this realization and understanding. And constantly we have different departments that we have, people are wholeheartedly devoted to ensure that we ourselves in every department, in every field of our life, we grasp and understand the Sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We follow the orders of Allah, and that inshallah it inspires us more to become closer to Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we ourselves actually are following the Quran and the beautiful teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in our topic, We make humble dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that through His rahmah, grace and favor, and through the wasila of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we ourselves, in our careers, in our business ventures, in whatever field in our lives that we are trying to get our livelihood, Allah make it that it is a halal way, it is a right way, and it is a correct way. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life, Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life, Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life, is the complete way of life.